VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ashley. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, this is Ashley. Are you a cat person?I love cats. We have been one of the most popular pet choices in the world. We love their furry bodies, soft paws, wagging tails, and most importantly, their company. However, cats don't become our pets just because they love humans. Have you ever wondered why these agile mouse catchers ended up as pets instead of remaining as wild animals like tigers or leopards, their feline relatives?Today's video will answer this question. Before checking it out, let's take a look at our sentence for the day. And as the wild cats learn to tolerate the presence of humans and other cats during mealtime, we think that farmers likewise tolerated the cats in exchange for free pest control. 正如野猫在进食时学会忍受人类与其他同类的存在，我们认为农夫也同样的接受了猫来换取免费的鼠害控制。好，那我们先来看发音的部分。这个句子有两个连音，一个出现在这个句子的一开始 ，and 和 us 之间 ，and us，and us。那第二个出现在句子比较后面的地方 ，in 和 exchange，in exchange，in exchange。那接下来我们来看存在这个字 ，presence，presence， 它的重音是在第一音节。那第一音节的母音 e 我们是发 a 的声音，那这个 s 要注意哦，因为它夹在两个母音 e 的中间，所以我们要把它念成有声的字音，所以这时候就不念 s， 而是要念成像 z 一样的 z presence。 接下来来看忍受这个字 tolerate， 它的第一个音节是有重音的，那第一个音节的 o 我们要发 r 的声音，第二个音节的 e 发弱化母音 第三个音节的 a 因为后面还有一个 e， 有没有看到？所以它是发长音 a tolerate。 好，整个句子就是 And as the wildcats learn to tolerate the presence of humans and other cats during mealtime, we think that farmers likewise tolerated the catsIn exchange for free pest control. 好，那我们就来看到我们的单字。首先第一个字是 presence， 这个字的意思是出席、在场，或者是在讲什么事情的存在或者是出现。那直接来看例句。 Although Tommy is always naughty in school, he acts submissively in the presence of his parents. 虽然汤米在学校总是很调皮，但他在父母面前都表现得百依百顺。那我们来介绍一个和这个字有关的形容词。如果我们今天把 C 改成 T， 那这个字就会变成 present， 意思就是出席的、在场的、存在的。比如说 ，I can't believe you won't be present at Sandra's wedding. She's your sister. 我不敢相信你居然不会出席山卓拉的婚礼，她是你姐姐耶。好，那 present 这个字的意思其实超级多哈。如果当名词的话，就是礼物的意思，像是 Christmas present。那如果当形容词的时候，有两个意思，一个就是刚刚讲过的在场的这个意思，另外一个呢是现在的的意思。所以我们很常说现在式叫做 present tense。那之后这个字还可以当动词，不过这个时候就会念成 present， 重音就会跑到后面。然后第一个音节母音发音也不一样，所以这时候有给予或者是介绍的意思。就像我们每次开头都会说 VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show， 就是 VoiceTube 推出你们最喜欢的口说节目，这个意思啦。刚刚讲到的 presence 和 present 这两个字，只要我们把 pre 改掉，改成 ab， 这时候 present 就会变 absentPresence 会变成 absence， 就代表缺席的意思哦。 好，那我们进到第二个单字 tolerate。Tolerate 是容忍或是包容的意思，其他还有 endure 或者是 stand 也可以当成忍耐的意思。所以比如说 ，Joe couldn't tolerate his toxic parents anymore, so he moved out。乔再也忍受不了给他造成阴影的父母了，所以他搬出去住。这个 toxic 是有毒的意思。以前小甜甜不爱你有一首歌嘛，叫 toxic， 很红。对，那他如果拿来形容人的话，不是指有毒，而是指跟这个人相处很有害。好，我们再来看到最后一个单字 pest。Pest 是害虫或者是破坏作物的小动物。那这个字也有一个比较口语的用法，就是拿来讲自己讨厌的人，尤其是指小孩子，有点像中文说的屁孩这样。那例句 ：The farmers use chemical sprays on crops on a large scale in hopes that the pests can be minimalized。农人们在作物上大规模喷洒农药，以期能将害虫数量减至最小。Okay, that's it for the vocabulary. Although cats or any other animals for that matter might seem adorable, it can be quite a task to take care of them. Once you decide to adopt a pet, you should take the responsibility as an owner and treat it well. What do you think of cats? Also, I'm quite curious about the pets you guys have or want to have.Tell me in the comment section below, and don't forget to leave your recording. I'll see you next week. Bye!